I am really not comfortable talking about this issue. I ran away from my family because they were planning to have me circumcised. I heard them talking about it, and I know they did it to my sister. She was very sick and is still sick. She cries all the time, especially when she goes to the toilet. One of my aunties helped me to run away because she knew other people who were coming here. I don't know their names and I don't know her real name. We all called her Tsigi. I gave her my necklaces and she took me to a village where I went in a van. I was raped in the van by all the men. They raped me everywhere. I can remember all their faces. I don't think I will ever forget their faces and their voices. But I was lucky, I suppose, because they didn't kill me. When I got to Denmark, I had to go to hospital because I was so sick and infected and the men had hurt me so much. I don't know how I am still alive. And I don't understand why men do this to us and why my mother wanted to hurt me too. She said it was so I could get a husband, but I don't want one. I want to be a nurse and help other girls and ladies.